Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Did You Know Show. Brent Hesse here with you, and joining me, Noah Cassidy. Noah, what's going on today?
What's going on? It's going pretty good. You sound like you're a little hoarse.
Yeah, well, I was yelling pretty loud at Arrowhead Stadium last night, so voice is still coming back, but we're back here today either way. You know, Chiefs didn't get it done, but we're going to get it done here on the Did You Know Show.
That's true. That is true. So I'm going to go ahead and get mine going. So, did you know that the origin of the after dinner mint, which a lot of restaurants and places like that do now, it doesn't have anything to do with the smell of your breath?
What's it have to do with?
So, it was actually invented by Great Britain. Okay, that's where this whole after dinner mint came from. And originally, you know, back even in the 1780s, Altoids, or the really strong mint, was freshening mouths. But for some odd reason, that the whole candied mint after your meal for a restaurant, that didn't have anything to do with your breath. In the mid-20th century, peppermint oil was said to have digestive aid, be able to help you with your digestion.
So it was digestive.
So, yep, in the early 20th century, there was a spring of mints that were offered at dinners at the end of meals, and eventually restaurants began offering butter mints, scotch mints, polo mints, all these different type of mints after the dinner when you usually came with the check. And that's part of the reason that it happened, is it was because the stomach, it would calm the stomach and help with the digestive discomforts or whatever after you had eaten. And so it has nothing to do with, you know, freshening your breath because you just ate a blooming onion or anything like that. It's actually, you know,
settle the stomach down.
It's going to help you settle your stomach down a bit and help your digestion.
That's interesting. I definitely would not have guessed that.
Not at
but
all.
But good to know. Okay, here's what I've got for you today. So, you know how there's, like, especially football games, they do the blimp flyovers and stuff. So you think there's a lot of blimps, right? Or at least a few. There's actually only 25 blimps left in the world.
In the world?
Yes. And so that's considering all types. You know, of course, blimps were used in World War One, but after that, they were really limited because most airships transformed into other kind of vehicles because they just weren't that effective.
Right.
And then they found out that they're just so expensive. So a blimp cost about $100,000 worth of helium just for one trip.
Oh, so yeah, gas price, way more expensive.
Yeah, and helium is a depleting gas, so there's really not that much helium left in the world. And plus, there's just not that many blimp drivers anymore, people that are able to pilot them.
Yeah.
Because nobody trains for that kind of thing.
Right, because they're irrelevant almost.
Exactly. So even though you see like the Goodyear blimp's probably the most famous one, the advertisements on the Goodyear blimp, but there's really not that many left. There's only 25 left in the world, and it's kind of a dying industry.
Yeah, they really don't fly anymore, I guess. Yep. That's expensive just to take it up for one trip.
Yeah, and apparently there's not much helium left in the world, only about 100 years worth of helium supply.
Wow.
So when you see all those balloons with helium, they're getting maybe the last of it.
Okay, well, I guess that means eventually we're not going to have floating balloons.
Yeah, and of course the blimp is the biggest floating balloon
you
can imagine.
Yeah, the biggest floating balloon.
So interesting stuff here on the Did You Know Show today. Make sure you come on back next week for more episodes of the Did You Know Show.